That's Apollo Control, Houston, at 86 hours, 18 minutes into the flight. Just a word or two on where the crew is looking there, particularly they identified the track. Well identified because of the reading which concluded their pass. The reading came while they were moving across Tranquility in a generally a westerly direction. The look angle was to the northwest into a series of mountains rimming the northwest edge of the Sea of Tranquility. Earlier, you recall, they pointed out the Sea of Crises, including the Picard craters. And immediately after we lost the picture lock, we went back to work with this update on with this tape.
Well, Ken, we'd like to get all squared away for CEI here. Can you give us some good words like you promised?
Yes, sir. I have a maneuver pad. I think we'd like to start by dumping the tape. If we could have that, I have your TEI 10 maneuver pad, and then we'll run through a systems brief.
I understand this is a maneuver pad that we will use for GEI, is that correct? And you got the tape, Houston.
Thank you.
Ready to copy, Ken.
Roger. TEI 10. SPS. GNN. 45597. Minus. 040. Plus. 157 089er 19er 1564 plus 35189 minus 01513 minus 00346180007000 November Alpha plus 00186352233 18 350 19er 420928 253 Foresight Star Scorpi Delta. Another name for it is Deshuba. Down 071 left 45 plus 0748 minus 16500 129er 95 36300 146 5005 Primary star, Sirius. Secondary, Rigel. 129er 155 010 Four quads, 15 second knowledge. Horizon on the 2.9 window line at T-3. Use high speed procedure with minus Mike Alpha. Over.
Okay, TEI pad as follows. SPS GNN 45597 minus 040 plus 157 089 19 1564 plus 35189 minus 01513 minus 323 318 35019 42 0928 253 Scorpio Delta to Shuba. Down 071 left 45 plus 0748 minus 16500 12995 36300 146 5005 Sirius Rigel 129 155 010 4 quads 15 seconds 2.9 degree window line at tape minus 3 high speed procedure minus MA.
That's correct, Apollo 8.
Ken, this is Frank. I want to make one thing certain. This is the load that we're to use to burn with, right? This is not just a pad data for a 10 abort.
Okay, Apollo 8, we will update this pad prior to the burn.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Say again?
Roger, I'm reading you a lot of background noise. Do you read me clearly? Okay, I'm going to give you a quick summary of the system. Basically, all systems are good. In respect to your return trajectory, we can still get to the Mid-Pacific line at 146 hours by waiting as late as the 13th rev. After 138 seconds of the burn, you're on your way home. The weather in the recovery area looks good. Apollo 8, did you call? Houston, could we have the high gain for a little bit longer?
We broke scan on it, Ken.
All right, you're coming in loud and clear now. Did you copy my trajectory information?
We're on OmniP, though.
All right, that's fine.
Say again, please. Go ahead. We're 130. Will you say it again, please?
Welcome. Apollo 8, first, if you can spare, we'd like to have the high gain to complete the dump.
Stand by, we'll try to get
them
for you.
Roger.
In a couple minutes, Houston.
All right, thank you. Okay, Apollo 8, while we're... Apollo 8, while we're waiting for the high gain, I'll continue the trajectory summary. We can still get back to the Mid-Pacific line in 146 hours from the 13th rev. And you're on your way after 138 seconds of the burn. That's 138 seconds to get you clear of the butterfly region. We recommend not trying re-ignitions or restarts after 20 seconds. If you go beyond 20 seconds, this may get the trajectory beyond the correction, RCS correction capability to the free return. The weather and recovery area is good. We have an AOS following TEI of 89 plus 28 plus 39 and an AOS without TEI of 89 plus 37 plus 24. During the burn, you may notice a slight change in chamber pressure and tank pressures due to the fuel exhaustion in the storage tank and going to the sump tank. This may occur somewhere around 2 to 5 seconds into the burn. It'll be a small change in pressures in both systems. Going down the systems, all systems are go. in ECS, we want to stop water boiling after TEI for trajectory purposes. Your water dump situation looks good. You should be good to greater than 105 hours. We'll try to hold off the water dump until after MCC5. In the EPS, we'd like to stir the cryos prior to TLI, or correction, TEI. The next purge on the fuel cells will occur at approximately 92 hours. That will be both hydrogen and oxygen. Your battery status, battery A, 34.9, battery B, 39.1, and Charlie, 38.5. We have single tank cryo capability. SPS, looking at the performance on the previous burns, you can anticipate a normal burn taking approximately 3.7 seconds in excess of the computed values. Engine performance looks nominal, and all parameters have been steady. RCS looks good. All four quads, according to the computer programs, have approximately the same capacity. You have a good rest mat. It'll take you through TEI. We'll have a post-TEI PTC attitude for you in a few minutes. And that just about wraps up what we have on systems. Over.
Roger, thank you, Houston. We appreciate the summary. We're trying to get high gain.
All right.
I think we have it.
You have the high gain. Now, Ken, as I understand it, if it shuts down after 20 seconds of burn, you don't want us to try to relight it? Is that what you said?
Stand by. Apollo 8, the intent was do not delay ignition beyond 20 seconds. Over.
Oh, do not delay ignition beyond 20 seconds. Roger.
That's firm.
Okay. You want me to start it on bank A and then switch to B again like we did on LOI, right?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Did you put in this pad for us? Should P30 and 40 be in our computer now?
Apollo 8, that's negative. We have not uplinked this pad. We'll put this one in on the next pass.
Okay. Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 86 hours, 33 minutes. A part of the information passed up to the crew during that last series of conversations was the information they will use for their trans-earth injection maneuver. This is preliminary information, and we do anticipate that it will be updated probably on the next revolution. These figures, as they were read up to the crew, are as follows. The time of ignition is 89 hours, 19 minutes, and 16 seconds. The burn duration will be 3 minutes, 17.8 seconds. And that will give us a nominal change in velocity of 3,522.3 feet per second. And the maneuver will occur at 174 degrees east longitude and 9 degrees 17 minutes south latitude over the moon. This would give us a nominal return time to Earth of 146 hours 49 seconds. And we do anticipate to update this burn information prior to the maneuver. At 86 hours, 34 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 86 hours, 48 minutes into the flight. At the present time, we have just about 5 minutes before loss of signal. And we've had about a minute and a half of conversation with the crew since our last report. We'll play that back for you and then stand by for any parting conversations from the crew before they go over the lunar horizon on this revolution.
Apollo 8, Houston. You have a go for this rev.
Roger, Houston.
Apollo 8, Houston. We've completed the tape dump and the recorder is yours.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control. I'd like to clarify one aspect of the figures we gave you concerning that trans-Earth injection maneuver. The return time that was listed, ground elapsed time of 146 hours, 49 minutes, 37 seconds, was the time at which the spacecraft would nominally reach 400,000 feet altitude. The splash time would be about 14 minutes, 10 seconds beyond that. And these numbers, of course, will be updated both prior to the trans-Earth injection maneuver and also en route back to Earth. So we would expect some change in those, some update. We're now less than 2 minutes from loss of signal. We'll pick up the spacecraft again at a ground elapsed time of 87 hours, 38 minutes, 42 seconds. At 86 hours, 50 minutes, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 86 hours, 54 minutes. As the spacecraft went over the horizon and we lost signal, capsule communicator Ken Mattingly passed up to the crew an all systems go report. We'll play that back for you now.
Apollo 8, everything looks good going over the hill.
Roger, Ken. Thanks a lot. We'll see you around the next pass. I just have our TEI update for us ready early, okay?
All right.
And we expect to reacquire Apollo 8 in 43 minutes, 52 seconds. This is Apollo Control at 86 hours, 55 minutes into the flight. This is Apollo Control at 87 hours, 18 minutes into the flight. Our spacecraft is currently nearing the end of its ninth revolution and the beginning of the tenth. We still have about 21 minutes before we reacquire. I'd like to pass along some preliminary figures on the acquisition of signal and loss of signal times that we'll have on either side of that trans-Earth injection maneuver. These were passed up to the crew previously. The loss of signal time on the 10th revolution will be about 88 hours, 51 minutes. This would be about 28 minutes, 5 seconds prior to the trans-Earth injection maneuver. Following the maneuver, the signal will be reacquired at 89 hours, 28 minutes, 39 seconds. This would be about 9 minutes, 24 seconds after the maneuver. At this time, we have 19 minutes, 42 seconds prior to reacquisition of Apollo 8 at 87 hours, 19 minutes into the flight. This is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 87 hours, 38 minutes into the flight. At the present time, our spacecraft is in its 10th revolution, and we're standing by for acquisition of signal as Apollo 8 comes over the horizon. That should be in about 15 seconds. The current velocity is 5,352 feet per second. And at this point, we are at the time when we should be acquiring the spacecraft. We'll stand by for a call to the crew or for a message from the spacecraft.
Loud and clear, Apollo 8.
Okay, you want the computer?
Apollo 8, we'd like to have the high gain, and when we get that, well, we'll start a dump, and we'll start your updates.
Okay, how about reading this to pad, and we'll try to get you the high gain. Can't read us off the pad in case you can't get the dump in, we can still do it.
Roger, I've got them right here. Apollo 8, the first pad I have is TEI 10.
Go ahead.
All right, TEI 10, SPS GNN, 4, 5, 5, 9, or 7, minus 0, 4, 0, plus 1 5 7 0 8 9er. 1 9er. 1 5 6 7. +351 86. -01 512. -005 20. 1 8 0 0 0 7 0 0 0. November Alpha. +0 0 1 8 6 3 5 2 2 3 3 1 8 3 5 0 1 8 4 2 0 9 2 4 2.